actually have some serious business to talk about right out of the gate. Jim Roop, our reliable KABC news correspondent, calling up because there was a protest today. A lot of Black Lives Matter and police involved protests around the country. But one right here in our backyard, the LAPD. A panel finds that the LAPD did not violate deadly force rules in the shooting of a Black woman in South LA, and the protests are underway. Am I right, Jim?
Absolutely, and a sit-in too, right outside City Hall. Hi, Lauren. It is it's become a real divisive issue within the movement itself now too, because there are those in the Black Lives Matter movement who are coming out against what Snoop Dogg and the Game did last week,
right,
saying that they are being used by the mayor and the police chief, and that they really aren't moving forward with real police reform. And the Game and met with the mayor again just the other day. So even the movement itself has become a little divisive.
And I mean, isn't that absolutely the last thing that we need? And when I'm using the royal we, I mean the American public, in that if you're going to have factions that are protesting against each other or trying to represent their cases against each other, now you're having splintering within those. We're really setting ourselves up for a lot more chaos than we would, you know, finding solutions.
Oh, I agree 100%. And unfortunately for those who are really angry with yesterday's ruling by the police commission, and there are those who will see the truth as they see the truth, and really there is only one truth, that is whatever is true. And aside from the findings of the police commission, and it was determined by a 3-0 count, or vote rather, that the shooting was justified. I know there's a witness that said that Redell Jones was shot as she was running away from police officers. I believe if she was shot in the back, I don't think it'd be a justifiable shooting.
Sure.
At all. So, with all of that going on, it's because the anger is it's smoldering so deep that it could explode if these two sides within the movement itself can't get together. And that's the best thing that could happen right now, is for the Game and Snoop Dogg to go down there, because the Black Lives Matter folks have invited them down. So come down and tell us what's going on. So if they could get together and really smooth things out among themselves and get on the same page with everything, and that page really, according to Snoop Dogg and the Game, is to move forward, well, then things can get better. But as long as they are fighting among themselves, there is no forward movement in the dialogue. And Police Chief Charlie Beck said, look, everybody's invited to this conversation, but if you're going to come here, you got to come to talk and move forward, not shout and blame and all of that. We have to figure out a way to start a real conversation and not a shouting match. And that's where the Black Lives Matter folks and the folks who are trying to work for peace within the community are coming together in a bit of a clash, because there's still some shouting going on there.
Jim, how much did this decision that came down yesterday from the panel inflame the tension that was already going on here? I mean, was this just awful timing for this, or was this the right timing, because this is what's going on across the nation?
It was bad timing for those who disagreed with the ruling, of course. It was one of those moments where shouting began right away, you know, hell no, that kind of thing, right away out of the mouths of people who just were there to make sure those officers are disciplined or fired. They're calling for the firing of Chief Charlie Beck too, and everything that else is going on just kind of fans that flame that's been burning for a while now. I mean, it's been burning for a couple of years, this clash between police and unarmed Black men being killed in confrontations with police officers, and then the community. So that it did nothing to extinguish that flame. But at the same time, that was the ruling from the commission. So if they found, and believe me, if the commission could find a way not to incite any more anger, they would do it. But then again, you can't vilify or blame someone or punish someone who did nothing wrong according to the rules of engagement and the rules of deadly force in the LAPD. So you have all of that going on at the same time, and you're not going to please everybody at all, at least not at this point in time.